If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. All right, Justin, you understand how this here game is played.
Sure do, Thrill.
Fantastic, my man. Today, you have your choice of one of three stories. Of course, we offer you the wonderful world of drugs. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Let's go Mike's Choice.
Ooh. In case you're worried, that cat was absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. All right, a tractor trailer hauling a load overturned in New York's Columbia County, resulting in what local sheriff's office described as, quote, a significant spill. Columbia County Sheriff Donald J. Kraft, he said that investigators are probing the cause of the single vehicle crash, quote, the tractor trailer, which was hauling cargo, overturned on its side, resulting in said significant spill. Now, the cleanup operation involved New York State Police, the Columbia County Hazmat Team, a Department of Environmental Conservation response team, and the Mellonville and Ghent Fire Companies. Now, the truck's driver was taken to a medical center for evaluation. No word on the driver's condition. Now, the question is, what was the truck hauling? Was it diesel? Was it beehives? Was it toothpaste? Or was it milk? So diesel, beehives, toothpaste, or milk. What was the truck hauling?
I wanted to say diesel just because of the fire response, but what do you guys think?
Justin, I'm going to go beehives. Sounds terrible.
That does.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of leaning diesel also because the hazmat team was there.
Yep.
But that also seems like an obvious choice.
But it could be beehives.
Yeah, that's my thing.
Because you got to wear those white suits, which looks like bee suits to me.
They do. I don't know why, but I'm going with toothpaste.
Toothpaste. Justin, what do you think?
Funny enough, Ted, that was my second go, but right. I'll stick with diesel and what's up one of us.
Right. What was this truck hauling? Diesel, beehives, toothpaste, or milk? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room. Categories licensed to spill on Profile. This got 18-wheeler up in New York State. They're trying to figure out why it turned over.
Correct.
Either way, the hazmat people had to come. So the question is, what was this 18-wheeler hauling? Was it diesel fuel, beehives, toothpaste, or milk?
And Justin, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with V. Ted Smith. You went toothpaste.
Toothpaste.
It was not toothpaste. Miles Montgomery, you went beehives.
I did.
It was not beehives. And Justin, you came in with diesel. Let's face it, hazmat had to show up.
What?
It was freaking milk. I don't know why you needed hazmat for milk. They did not explain that. But yeah, hazmat showed up.
Soy milk.
Because maybe it was spoiled. I mean, who knows? But either way, yeah, okay. Milk.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Colbert.
Stephen.
Seth Meyers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title is, guys have teams of towns writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch has introduced a new bacon-flavored cereal in an attempt to raise your sugar levels and cholesterol in one shot. It's basically the opposite of a shot of Ozempic.
Foul.
Smith.
A bacon-flavored cereal.
Well, they had so much success with the Cinnamon Toast Bacon that they've added bacon flavor to the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I don't know, man.
Did you ever get any of that?
I did not, man. A lot of people told me about it. I never done it.
Everybody that had it swore it was good.
Did you try it?
I didn't.
Okay.
But I saw, like, there were some food creators that were like, I really don't want to try this. Oh, my God, it's delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Coors Light announced a partnership with deodorant brand Duradry. Now the only thing that will stink is your choice of beer.
Foul.
Yeah.
Seth Meyers.
Coors Light announced a partnership with the deodorant brand Duradry. Now the only thing that'll stink is your taste in beer.
Damn. Catching strays.
I like Coors Light.
Yeah. The massive heat wave continues across the country. More than 200 million Americans are getting slammed by scorching hot temperatures. Amazon already has a new TV series, this The Summer I Turned Sweaty.
Fallon.
Colbert.
Fallon.
Massive heat wave is across the country continuing. More than 200 million Americans getting slammed by scorching hot temperatures. Yep. Amazon already has a new TV series, The Summer I Turned Sweaty.
Russia over the weekend began offering flights between Moscow and North Korea. So good news for anyone that needs a vacation but can't stand the crowds in Libya.
Seth.
Yeah. That's Seth.
Russia over the weekend began offering flights between Moscow and Pyongyang, North Korea. So good news for anyone who needs a vacation but can't stand the crowds in Libya.
I don't think this will shock anybody. Happy Gilmore 2 set a new record for Netflix.
Yeah.
Had the biggest U.S. opening weekend ever for a Netflix original movie.
Damn.
46.7 million views over 3 days.
And now, my obviously, son is responsible for 12 million of those.
Has he watched it more than once?
Yes.
Does that mean he likes it?
Yes.
Good. Because I've heard mixed reviews. So
sure.
Who knows?
I'm with you. If you're wondering how it's being received by fans, it currently has a 70% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, 61 with critics. Also, it boosted the numbers of the original Happy Gilmore, which made it to number 3 in Netflix top 10 global list with 11.4 million viewers. Damn. I saw something the other day that was like a little bit was younger, and they were like, look, I never saw the original, so I watched both. And they were like, the second one's better.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's all a matter of perspective. My son, young, had not seen the first one, so he thinks this is a brilliant film, which means the first one will kind of let him down.
Correct.
And then vice versa for my wife, who saw it, and she's like, it's fine, but it's not the original. I think it just depends. Whichever one you see first is going to be the one that stays with you.
I think, too, like, some of the movies I love to quote, I don't know that I went back and watched a ton of Happy Gilmore over.
Right.
Where, like, I'll really date myself. Like, I'll still watch Caddyshack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? I'll still watch Back to School. Like, some of those movies, like, classic Vacation or Christmas Vacation, but, like, I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch Happy Gilmore, like, and be like, do I like this movie as much as my brain says
so
I do?
Right. I think your son would like the original Coming to America. And
I'm
the
sure
new, and the new one.
Yeah.
And same with The Naked Gun. Because I think that kind of a humor is kind of more, like, you're not expecting, it's slapstick.
Correct.
So I think you could go back and watch the old Naked Gun, get some great laughs, watch the new one, and go, both of these are great flicks.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I still think one of the funniest movies, and I think I would rewatch it, was There's Something About Mary.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when that came out, it was like, we had to go to the theaters and see it. Right. And also, like we talk about, that kind of sucks for kids now, like the anticipation. I mean, I remember Bernie, right? Like, and if you've never seen the movie, right, when he's first a teenager and he's going to pick her up, like the black dude from Night Court is just not who you expect the dad to be.
Yeah, I know. Which so, makes I mean, it funny.
I remember Bernie being like, Teddy, you just got to see when he opens the door. And I mean, the whole theater lost. It was just like, oh, man.
Yeah.
So like that kind of stuff is like a little different now as you know, everybody sees everything and you know all about it.
That's fine. I read a review of the new Naked Gun movie.
All right.
And very positive. They said, man, it is about time. And granted, it's all subjective. that we got back to just absolutely stupid, zany humor. There is no deep message. There's no, because they said, look, we went through the bro comedies with like Seth Rogen and all that thing. It's all about smoke. And they said, they're fine, but they go, very few people have the ability to be this absolutely stupid, not take themselves seriously at all, but do it as a work of art. And that's what the guy was saying.
Right, because the bro comedy, look, and I'm part of that culture too, right? It's all going to be about smoking weed and hooking up with chicks.
Yeah.
So it does cut off, like, part of the audience.
And that was, he said, look, there's nothing wrong with that, but that was the only kind of comedy coming out for a while. Where he goes, like, Naked Gun, he goes, honestly, you can put it out at any time because it's so ridiculously stupid.
See, Naked Gun would get me to go to the theaters.
Yeah.
Only in theaters August 1st. Because I was wondering, is that one we can watch on Netflix too? But I guess not.
Yeah, go see it.
Yeah.
Telling you, after going see that F1 movie, I'm back on the theater kick.
Naked Gun and IMAX.
Probably pretty cool. Mike, did you ever see any of the original Naked Guns?
No, I want to.
All right.
You should. Again.
I mean, the most alarming part is just how funny and likable O.J. Simpson is.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God. That'll be the only part that, but like.
I did say that they make a reference to him in the new one.
Oh, of course.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
It's very dated, but like the jokes aren't super dated because the original Naked Gun
so
is just
dumb.
So dumb.
Right. There's no like time reference to it. It's just idiotic top to bottom.
Right. That's what I always thoroughly enjoyed about like Trailer Park Boys. And that's a show I can watch over and over because they're just so dumb. That's like, well, they couldn't exist in a real world.
Yeah.
Like none of this would exist.
But even stop me like old Abbott and Costello, right? It's in black and white, but there's no political references. There's no, it's just stupid. Three Stooges. Just stupid. So you can laugh at it any time. They're not trying to make a point.
Yeah.
We have nothing to tell you. We're idiots.
But I think tonight's my Happy Gilmore night. I went there last night. I was going to put it on. I was like, ooh, I still have like three more episodes of Quarterback to watch.
All right.
So I just plowed through those, which is great. I want to finish this thing. Tonight, it's going to be Happy Gilmore.
All right. So last night, I think it was about a week ago, I sat here and told you about a new murder mystery I was watching called Untamed.
Yes. That's the Yellowstone.
I think I was dead wrong. It's Yosemite.
Yosemite, okay.
One of the giant state
parks. Oh, no, I'm not going to watch it.
Because it's got El Capitan, which obviously everybody knows is in Yosemite.
Yeah, of course.
So I was all fired up about it. And I was like, it's a murder mystery, right? It's like he doesn't play by his own rules, this and that. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a murder mystery fan. It got so sad and dark. It's unbelievable. Like I had to, like I finished it off last night and I just sat there for a while and was like, I got to watch something funny to get me out of this funk. So I was telling somebody earlier, like imagine watching Sherlock Holmes and then you find out Sherlock Holmes is got bad mental problems.
Right.
He hates himself. And then Watson is a woman who's getting beat on by her alcoholic husband.
Okay, I mean, that's very awful. Uplifting.
Yeah. And I don't understand.
So watch it or no.
If you like murder mysteries,
what's the sell?
I guess I'm underselling. I'm not selling it now. I guess I just didn't realize when I locked into this murder mystery.
Yeah, they're gonna get you.
How much worse it was gonna get, right? And I watch real life stuff, and I go, "That's horrible."
Did it make you almost cry?
Not almost.
Yeah, I don't know if it just.
I was wondering if it's watched
that.
Watch it
just it's just depressing.
Yeah, and it's like it's tugging on all these different emotional strings that I didn't want to go to sleep because I knew I'd have weird dreams, which I did. And it's just, I
had a dream that my son braided my hair last night. One, he can't braid, and two, I don't have hair.
That would be awesome.
But I was excited because in the dream.
Did you wake up and go like this?
Well, I had super long hair, and I can't remember where we were going, but like he had braided my hair, which is already weird enough. We had to go somewhere, and I remember he handed me one of his headbands to pull my hair back. And I saw myself in the mirror, and in a dream, I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Then I woke up like, what the F was that?
Yeah.
I wasted my time on that dream.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, look, if you like murder mysteries, I get it. But I'm just one of those people, like, I don't know why I would watch a fictional one now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've dated girls that are all about the murder mysteries and stuff, and it's almost like the real life stuff is horrible because it's real life, and it's like, I don't know. It just seemed like they made the characters, it was too much, right? Like, what? I don't know why we have to make it this much sadder and that guy that much more pathetic. Jesse Tyler Ferguson, we all know him from Modern Family.
Yep.
Did you know he's a reformed criminal?
I did not know this, no.
Yeah. Porn thief.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah. When he was 14 or 15, said he got caught stealing a porn magazine from a store.
My God.
Says, quote, I just felt like at that time in my life, you weren't giving me a lot of choices. There was not a lot available to explore my sexuality, so I had to do what I needed to do. He said, I do feel bad about it, but I want everyone to be clear before I go into heaven that I didn't want to be a criminal.
I get a man. I stole porn magazines all the time.
First porn I ever discovered in my house was my mom's Playgirl.
Oh, really?
I was like, whoa, Mom.
Look at that.
What are you doing?
She's like, you know what I'm doing, son. Yeah.
Look at all that hair. I meant to talk about chest hair.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just like that he was saying, like, can you imagine being 14 or 15? You're trying to steal this magazine. It's got a sensor on it.
Oh, right. He got burnt with that. Right, that because everyone sees it.
Right, so the sensor starts going off as he tries to walk out the door. He's like, I could have died right there. Then he said, like, basically, like, they wanted to make an example out of me, so they called the cops on him.
Oh,
the cops showed up. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's worse, getting like a being a minor in possession, or being a minor and the cop just being like, porn, huh? Like, what's wrong with you, son? Like, Jesus, man.
I'd rather be in possession because, like, hey, man, there's something wrong with you. It's not embarrassing. It's just like, you're a bad kid. The porn, it's just humiliating.
It's humiliating.
You know, cop pulls me over and I got, you know, I don't know, some illegal narcotic on me. It's like, all right. Cop busts me masturbating in a parking lot of Walmart. Like, somehow it just feels worse.
Right. I'm 44. I talked to a buddy last night. And the first thing he said, he goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm sitting on my couch. He goes, what are your pants around your ankles? I was like, yes. Even though everybody knows you do it, it would be embarrassing if he called her. He's like, right in the middle
actually,
of it.
I'm not going to answer the phone if that's what I'm doing.
Correct.
Or maybe I will. Depends who's calling.
It's like that flashback years ago. I surprised my dad, and he answered the door, and I just went, why are you sweating?
Oh, God.
Miles, you
mentioned... we don't want to be involved.
Right.
Why are you sweating?
We understand that those things happen. We don't want to be involved.
It's private time.
It is.
Yes.
Right? We don't want anybody else involved in what we got going on.
No. Now,
unless you're those people on that plane, in which case you don't care that anybody.
Hey, bro, let me call you back, man. I'm in the middle of a private session.
Right. Yeah, I got headphones in.
I'm tutoring.
Well, so you mentioned the new Naked Gun. Stephen Colbert tonight. I'll have Liam Neeson, who's the star of it.
Nice.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Headlines coming up next. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
Here we go. A woman opens the door to let her dogs out, then something attacks her face. Meanwhile, a man steals a child's iPad, then videos his private place. Baltimore Orioles pitcher gets traded across the field. A shelter dog proves that no kennel, he can be sealed. And a man almost falls off a cruise ship trying to get his sunglasses. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
And a top story. We go to the court system where a family from South Carolina is suing their airline of choice for their most recent vacation. We covered this earlier today. The story goes that they had taken a flight from Charleston to New York to embark on a family vacation and, as kids are known to do from time to time, their child left behind their iPad when they got off the plane. They quickly emailed the airline about the missing item and were reassured that they would be on the lookout for it, but things got a little weird when the mother got a notification that something was being uploaded to their cloud storage. She checked out... Sorry,
thank God the kid did not see this.
This isn't funny. She checked on what exactly it was and was greeted by a video of a man in the airline's uniform, complete with a nameplate. He was flogging the dolphin, man. He just kidnapped.
He finds the iPad that films himself going to town.
Yeah, in his work uniform.
Right.
And just went ahead and just said, send that to the cloud.
Yeah.
I don't think he knew it was going to the cloud.
Yeah. Right.
He's keeping it for personal use, making a video, but they have cloud storage.
So on my iPhone, I take a picture.
Yeah, it goes up there.
Goes straight up.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened.
And he's wearing but Delta's right. Like, oh, he doesn't work for us. It's like, he's wearing a Delta uniform and lanyard.
This has led to more issues with the airline and eventual lawsuit. The airline, as he said, is doing their best to keep their hands clean of the situation, saying that he was an employee of a third-party company.
Yeah, everything's
he's a third-party vendor.
It just says Delta.
We just give him the shirt.
The uniform, the lanyard, and the name tag. But he doesn't work for us.
Also, side note, like, why is that your first move?
I know.
This was it had like a Peppa Pig doggone case on it.
I know. Like, everything about it, yeah.
Like, why is that your move? Like, oh, here's my opportunity.
Cool.
Also, you work on the airline. It's obvious somebody left it.
Uh-huh. Right.
Like,
somebody's going to find it.
Like, I don't know that I film myself doing that, period.
Yeah.
much less on somebody's phone that I was just like, oh, I got to get a quick video of this.
Hey, man, you're going to want to see this. I got the perfect angle.
And he must have, the only thing I could fathom is he's going to send it to himself. But like, if you have your phone, just film it on that.
Right.
Why would you send it to yourself?
Yeah,
just
look
send
at
it
me.
Out to the potential ladies.
Look at
that you're
me.
Gonna,
but he did it in his Delta uniform.
I know.
It was his name tag.
Yeah. Well, some people have flight attendant fantasies.
So, you know, like, you couldn't make it any easier to be identified.
That's right. Yeah,
it's your uniform with your name tag on it at the airport where it was left.
But, you know, he had just cleaned up the planes. So he was looking kind of buff, and, you know, it was the right lighting for it.
I guess so, man.
Criminy. In other news, a passenger aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise is lucky to walk away unscathed after he was caught on video by the pool. The statement from the company is that the man was attempting to retrieve his sunglasses that he had dropped over the ledge while in the infinity pool. It's a weird setup of how this works. It's one of those where the pool's at the back of this particular deck. It's got glass that's in front of it, which makes it the infinity pool because it just kind of supposedly goes out there. He dropped his glasses over that glass ledge, and he's reaching over there, okay? So that's when the video starts. The video captures the moment that the man slaps his behind for all onlookers before using his arm strength to lift his legs out of the water. And that's when his body weight carried him up and over the rest of the way over the barrier, where he fell into the safety barrier below.
That's why they have the safety barrier.
That's right. Crews immediately arrived on the scene to check after the men, who luckily sustained no injuries. They uploaded the video and issued a statement following the incident. And like I said, that's why they have that safety barrier. Whenever you look at that thing, it's like, who's stupid enough to... This guy.
That guy. Yeah.
Well, he was trying to retrieve his sunglasses. Not from what I saw. Either he had his sunglasses. Like, this doesn't look like he was just reaching extra far. Like, this guy was showing off at this point.
Or
he was just being an idiot.
Right.
That'll be my opinion. My apologies if that's not the case. But that's what it looked like. Guy looked like an idiot.
Not saying you're an idiot. I'm saying you look like
one. You look like an idiot. To Massachusetts, where apparently you can't even let your pets outside anymore. A 69-year-old woman let her dog out back when she was attacked by an unusual assailant, a raccoon in her backyard. She said that the animal attacked her, unprovoked, by repeatedly biting and scratching at her everywhere that it could, including her face and head. She fought off the raccoon as hard as she could, considering that her arm was in a sling from a recent surgery, and was eventually able to get back inside and call for help.
Meanwhile, what did her dogs do?
Right, that's what I'm wondering.
I'm reading through that whole story like, okay, you let your dogs out.
Boo, boo.
A raccoon attacks you and the dog's like, boy, that sucks for you.
Stop attacking my mom.
Or else. She later heard from a neighbor that they had spotted a raccoon and four babies in the neighborhood recently, which made them speculate that she was attempting to get food for her babies and was set off there.
That's what I do when I need food.
That's right.
Go to a restaurant and attack people.
Screw you, man! Yeah, it works.
Every time.
Yeah. Jeez, they give you stuff pretty quick. They just get out.
Right.
I got three baby raccoons. I need to feed them.
I need an in and out here, man.
I like, come on. It's an emergency.
An animal shelter in Kentucky recently shared a video of an escape artist in their care. The video features a hall of the shelter with several doors, each with a potential pet behind it. And that's when we see Chase, the dog in question, as he somehow manages to climb to the top of his kennel door. I don't know how he did this. Because it's not like you can see him clearly like jump all the way up. It looks like he almost climbed it. But it's like, really? That means that there's something up there that he got onto.
The Mission Impossible music they put with the video really makes it worth it.
It really does. It really does.
Because they got him like looking up there like this.
He climbs to the top of the kennel door, up and over the top of it, and drops down onto the ground. Which, side note, that would hurt most anybody. This has to be a puppy. Let's see here. He then proceeds to check out the surrounding hall and even stopped by his kennel neighbors to catch up. They posted the video to their socials, asking anybody interested to ask for him by name, as he's now been moved to his own room because he's learned to escape the kennel.
Have you ever seen, it's a video, it just cracks me up, this guy, he's very proud, he has just finished installing his 8-foot-tall wooden fence.
Okay.
And his point to the camera, he's saying, I'm tired of my dog jumping over the fence, she could clear 6 feet, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, here's my 8-foot fence, that'll keep her in. Then his wife opens the back door. You just see the dog streak by him and immediately just hurl the whole thing.
Yep.
And dude drops his head like, Jesus Christ.
I had one dog that was an escape artist, but she jumped onto her doghouse that we had made and then up and over the fence.
Okay.
My cousin Tom, he had a brown pit bull who loved people.
Okay.
But got out a lot. And he got the cops called on him often.
Because he's a loose pit bull.
Well, his pit bull, and I loved her too, man, but she jumped on the neighbor's windshield and started licking it. Now, I know this dog is friendly, but if you don't know, that is frightening.
You're not getting out of your car.
They didn't. They called the cops.
Come on out here, buddy.
She's just, hey.
I want to be your friend.
Like, come on, Dakota. Calm down.
But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Oklahoma for a first-time rescue. A local woman tells the media the story of walking to one of the windows into her house to have a look outside before claiming to her husband, garden, there is a cow in the yard.
Oh.
They watch the animal roam about the yard before getting itself stuck in a perilous situation by falling into the couple's 4 feet deep pool. Emergency crews were called and were perplexed on how to exactly go about getting the animal out. Eventually, they made do with chains and a truck winch to get the...
Well, that'll work. Out.
And the cow jumped into the pool.
Hey, diddle diddle.
Right.
Side note, that was a nasty damn pool. I don't know if you guys saw the picture of that. That was a gross pool.
Maybe that's why the cow was there. Like, come on, man, you're better than this.
Oh, it's a mud bug. I'm in.
Men's Room Sports. As we get closer to the trade deadline for the MLB, an interesting thing happened recently. A game between the Orioles and the Blue Jays had to be made up by way of a doubleheader yesterday. But the roster looked a little different for the second game as Sir Anthony Dominguez was traded from Baltimore to Toronto between those games, making him a part of an exclusive club of players that have played for two opposing teams on the same
day. I wonder
if
he was like a middle reliever and technically had more pitches left and could have gone back in.
Yeah, right.
Like, you see guys get traded during games.
Yep.
Like, I've seen that. But it does seem very odd that he played in the second game for the other team.
Right.
When do you think they let the player know?
Got to be after the game.
Does he suit up? Does he have a jersey with his name on it?
Well, like,
all these things happen.
He played.
Right. He played. Does his jersey have a name on it?
Right. He might just have a number out there.
That's what I'm saying.
Probably says Bat Boy on the
back. Guy back there selling real quick. So they had to know.
Meanwhile, the Mariners fell pretty hard against the Athletics last night for Game 2 in the series, which leads to the rubber match that'll take place later on tonight over en route. As far as your weather, we're in the heat, boys. We've got a partly cloudy skies tonight, expected to bring the temperatures down to about 60 before we warm it back up into tomorrow for an 81-degree partly cloudy day. So get the sunscreen. That'll be it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy. And the head chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.